effective bug-fighting formulas, safe for use as directed around people, pets, and throughout the home. STEM, rooted in nature, optimized by science.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We have so much to get to, and the lines are busy. So let's get to the callers first of all. Byron, Matt, Tar Heel Chad, I'm coming right to you. Byron, good to have you, Byron.
Good. How you doing, Walt?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
So I got a recruiting question as well as a get on this, and I think it's going to come down to like maybe four conferences instead of five overall, just grouped together in the end when all is said and done. And then, you know, I think it'll be more competitive that way, because then you can schedule, you know, teams outside of your own conference to play against to make it more competitive to really figure out who the best teams are, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Because if you think about it, if you just play in an ACC schedule where Clemson has won, like, what, 9 of the past 10 years or whatever, and a lot of the times, not every team is really competitive to Clemson, if that makes sense. So they're able to run through that conference almost every single year, and then they get to the playoff, and then they're playing teams that are either a little bit better, or they can also beat those teams as well, like they have, because they won a couple of championships. But I think it'd make it more competitive if you're able to play better competition throughout the entire year, like in basketball.
Yeah, maybe, Byron, but I think we overstate the level of competition in many of these other leagues. Alabama has had seasons where they've played absolutely nobody over the course of a whole year. Georgia's going to play absolutely nobody this year. I think if you're good, you're good. I think that what defines you is how good you are. You're not defined by who you play. I think that's a mistake that we make too often. So, ultimately, if you're suggesting there could be more competition, maybe for everybody, maybe. I think we'll have a truer test. I mean, you could have 12 teams in the playoffs soon.
Yeah. Well, and then my other question was going to be about, which I'm sure USC will be fine, maybe not Nebraska, but the recruiting of Dylan Loyola, USC is going to be fine without him. I think they'll find another way to recruit another quarterback. They've also got some guys behind Caleb Williams that will fill in after Caleb leaves. But my question is, And I know it's about money and it's about NIL, but I guess my question is, and maybe this is the wrong way to think about it, but why would you go to a school that has produced one quarterback in the entire existence in the first round of the draft? In reality, Georgia has never been a school that's produced offense. They've produced defense. They've produced running backs, but they're not necessarily a quarterback school, if that makes sense.
Well,
so it doesn't really make sense to me for him to go to Georgia over a USC per se.
Well, I mean, USC has produced some round one quarterbacks, but other than Carson Palmer, I mean, which of those guys have been any good in the pros?
That is true. That is true, but I mean, you could say the same thing for Ohio State. You could say the same thing.
I'm simply saying that I'm not sure that's a concern. I mean, if you can play, they'll find you. I don't think Georgia is anti-quarterback. In fact, I think Georgia's had really outstanding quarterback play the last couple of years. It just didn't come in the package that everyone expected it to, you know. So, but again, USC has not been known for their their NFL quarterbacks either. Most of these guys out of USC have been complete busts. The Barkleys, the Sam Darnolds to this point. We'll find out what Darnold does with the 49ers this year, where, again, according to a San Francisco 49er beat writer, he's the best passing quarterback in 49er history. So we'll see how all that plays out. But, you know, and honestly, I need to watch the film on Raiola, because all I've seen, and I'm going to make that my project for tonight, because all I've seen on him are little clips that have been posted to the internet. Most of those have been punt, pass, and kick type throws, which have nothing to do with playing quarterback. So,
yeah, I mean, he's looked pretty good on film. I've seen some games on him, but yeah. I guess I'm just looking at it as a way to get better. You know, if you go to the coaching that you're going to get at USC, only, you know, speaking from Lincoln Riley, producing three of the last five Heisman winners. I mean, I'm just thinking about it as a way for him to get better as a player. I think this personally would have benefited him to go to a guy that knows how to coach quarterbacks.
Byron, they should have had you help in recruiting him. Maybe you could have sold him on that point. You know, maybe you looked at it and said, I want to go to the team that wins national titles.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good point. But, you know, it's just looking at it the way I was looking at it. But, right. I mean, if...
You know, again, Byron, you know, we always make too much of these things, because, like, he's one person, okay? Like I don't know. Maybe he has some hot chick in Georgia that was the real reason that he went to Georgia. We don't know. You know, we don't know. I remember one year there's some kid who went to, like, Minnesota, and the reason he went to Minnesota was he liked pike fishing. Here's one of my favorites, Byron. Vince Wilfork, the great New England Patriot defensive tackle, when he was choosing his colleges, he came down to Miami and Kansas State. Now, think about those two schools for a second in terms of the polar opposite nature of those two schools. And ask yourself, why on earth would a kid come down to Miami and Kansas State? You know what the answer was as it pertained to Kansas State? By the way, he chose Miami. The answer, Byron, was he liked Kansas State's color purple.
Well, I mean, we all have our reasons.
That's right.
I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, but
Byron, anyway, I gotta run. It was good talking to you, as always. Matt in the Tar Heel chat. I'm getting to both of you right now. Matt, how are you, Matt?
Hey, well, Furman missed a big opportunity recruiting that kid.
Vince Wilfork, yeah. Should have shown him the purple
uniforms.
Yeah,
they got a bunch of purple.
That's right.
I haven't really paid attention to the news. So I understand ACC's their talk about seven teams leaving. Has it been made official for that yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't think there's going to be anything official. I don't think it's going to happen. So you can file me in that category.
I gotcha. I don't really like the idea of the super conferences. I mean, I don't like that because first rule. I mean, this might sound, probably not educated too much to look at finances at universities, but I mean, at that point, it's not a nonprofit entity if we're talking about this much money being thrown around. I don't really like that aspect to it. Other aspect is Minnesota, Kansas State, how are they going to compete type thing? This is just going to, I'm an old man trying to stop the tsunami coming. There's nothing I can do about it. But, it is what it is.
Matt, are you collecting the balls from the neighborhood when they roll in your yard?
Oh, I pop them. Yeah, I definitely pop them. I guess one comment and I'll run. I think it's pretty interesting that FSU, and they have a good season this year as they're projected to do, and LSU having a good season. I think a lot of people need to apologize to both those coaches, especially Mike Norvell, for
Agreed.
All the problems he's had. It's amazing that quality coaching actually that people who know how to build programs and coach kids, they actually, it produces results.
Yep, 100%.
Unlike Miami, where they throw money at. So, I appreciate Walt.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, and I was in favor of both of those hires. I thought they were both really good hires. I really liked what I watched Norvell do at Memphis. And I thought Brian Kelly unleashed and Baton Rouge and being able to collect a higher quality talent pool athletes to LSU than he was able to at Notre Dame, I thought would lead to success. And my belief was that Kelly would absolutely win a national title. Now, he's a little older. I don't know how long he wants to coach, but he's in the mix as of right now. Again, I think heading into the season, they have the best two-player quarterback situation in America. I'm not even sure it's close. So they're in ideal position, especially because it looks like Bama, I don't want to say he's going to take a step back. It's premature. And I want to see the Bama quarterback situation play out because I'm not in any way a believer in this Buckner's the answer now at Bama. I'll wait and see on that. I think the other two kids are actually more talented, so we'll see. Tar Heel Chad. Chad, welcome back, Chad.
Well, have you looked at UNC's football schedule?
I have not. I guess I did when it came out, but, you know, it's been out of sight, out of mind for a long time now.
Because I kind of looked at it today, and it's probably going to hurt the feelings of a lot of UNC folks, but 7-5 looks about right.
Wow.
I mean, obviously, could it be 9-3? Yeah, but I just look at that schedule going South Carolina, App State to open. I know App State probably lost a good bit. I'm assuming that game's at home. I don't know much about Minnesota. And then you're at Pittsburgh to start. I mean, those first four games maybe will tell you a lot about what.
Look that schedule up. Would you look up the North Carolina football schedule? We'll take a look at it game by game.
And then on the back half, it's Duke at home, at Clemson, at NC State. That doesn't make
me
feel
like that.
Good.
Yeah, I know Mac Brown last year before the season talked up his defense. It was going to be the best ever, and they had done all this recruiting.
Right.
And they were filled with all these 4 and 5 stars, and you couldn't have stopped anybody if you armed all 11 with baseball bats. That secondary was horrific. Now, most of those big-name guys are gone from that secondary, as is the big name coach he used to coach them. So what's the feeling there, Chad, amongst the Tar Heel faithful in terms of what that defense is going to look like?
I'm not saying anything. I got to see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Second year in a Chizik, I don't believe anything because Max said that the secondary is the best secondary he's ever coached. I mean, I've heard all kinds of things, and
this one,
I got to see it.
This year's secondary?
No, last year.
Oh, last year. Yeah, last year, and that was maybe the worst secondary in North Carolina football history.
Probably so. Probably one of the worst in the country. Actually, I think it proved out to be one of the worst.
By the way, Larry Fedora right now is yelling liar.
But you know, I look.
We
at
were
schedule,
worse.
I think 9-3 max.
That's the best.
I mean, that would be like the best this team. But I see 7-5.
Is that where May throws for 4,500 yards with 40 touchdowns and 5 picks?
Best case scenario. Okay. Yeah, best scenario. I say, but then I see 7-5. I just don't like it, and you know. I know NC State lost some stuff, but it is on the road. That Clemson's a loss, and the Duke game.
Brendan Armstrong's at NC State
last year. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it doesn't look great, and the Leonard kid at Duke, that ain't going to be an easy game, regardless. So the schedule is iffy. I don't know, man. If I knew the defense was going to be somewhat respectable, I'd feel more comfortable. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, let me ask you this. I know we got to go to break this out, but how much faith do you have in Mac Brown right now? I mean, do you believe anything he says?
Mac, You know, I don't know. Mac did what he was supposed to do. He got the stuff. I think Mac just should go do the fundraising, shaking hands, yeah, kissing babies. He's really good at that.
Yeah.
But I don't envision this.
Who's the next coach? Who's the next coach
year
there?
I have no idea. You got any good suggestions?
Let me think about that.
You might want to start talking about this. May leaves. I don't see Max staying. Maybe this is Max last year, regardless if you're 9-3 or 7-5.
Yeah.
Could you see that?
Yeah. Yeah, he could. I'm not 100% convinced he can find his way to the stadium.
He's got a little, Walt, he's got a little Joe Biden in him. Take care.
I think so. When you tell me that defense could be the best you ever had last year and you could stop absolutely nothing, that concerns me a bit. Hey, let me tell you where you can alleviate all your concerns: at the Peaks. Where does it get better for a sports fan? Beautiful women, scenic views, 80 high definition monitors. No matter where you sit, there are four monitors right above you. You catch all the action, whatever your sport is. Are you watching the NBA playoffs? Are you watching Major League Baseball? You watching soccer? What are you watching? NHL playoffs? What are you watching? It's all at Twin Peaks all the time. It doesn't get better. And then you know when it does get better, Ramona? May 16th to the 22nd, which is, you know, now. For American Craft Beer Week. Craft beer isn't just what we pour at a perfect 29 degrees. It's our passion. How about that? When we're proud to celebrate bringing American Craft Beer Week, get to Twin Peaks. Trust me, you'll thank me later. It's also coming up is World Whiskey Day. That's coming up on the 20th. So that's coming up at Twin Peaks too. But the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks is always the food. The food is freaking outstanding. I mean, they run their own smokers. Low and slow, the way it's supposed to be done. That's just one thing. They're always changing in the menu, updating the menu. They take great pride in the food. The food is outstanding. So if you're a sports fan, your life can't get any better than Twin Peaks. Get there. You will thank me later. Lines have been completely busy. You can get in right now if you want. 654-7627. I'll be right back.
Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food Sunday Special includes a juicy bone-in fried chicken breast in two large sides for only $14.99. Choose from sides like jalapeno cheddar cornbread, seasoned green beans, or mac and cheese. For dessert, try their banana pudding or homemade peach cobbler. Their kids' meals are sure to get smiles from even the pickiest of eaters. Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food, 5284 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Visit smittysmokeandsoulfood.com to view the menu and daily specials. See you Sunday at Smitty's.
Built to last and rock solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota. And the place to buy your Toyota? Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. For new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyotas, find them at Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Hello, dedicated pet parents. Have you heard about Pinnacle Veterinary Group? Pinnacle Veterinarians provide proactive and progressive approaches to individualized medicine aimed at keeping your pet healthier for longer. The locally owned and private practice utilizes stress-lowering techniques and fear-reducing strategies for every patient. Equipped to care for sick, injured, and healthy pets with in-house diagnostics, digital radiology, surgery, and treatments, the first and only practice to achieve AHA accreditation in Pickens County. Find them online at pinnacleveterinarygroup.com.
Spring is upon us, and Granger Nissan has your next new car. With over 100 new vehicles in stock, all with a lifetime powertrain warranty, and many with financing as low as 0%. At Granger, we will give you up to $1,500 more for your trade-in based on KBB values. We are locally owned with a family environment and open till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday until 7 p.m. with many lenders to help with any financial situation. Visit us today at 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Male. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Male offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeyapath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
Hello, Medicare and Medicaid recipients. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. You probably have been informed that you will be checked this year to make sure that you still qualify for Medicaid. This rechecking process was put on hold for 2 years during the COVID pandemic, but they are starting it up again. When you receive your questionnaire and have questions, I am here to help you. The first advice I can give you is do not put this off. This is the worst thing that you can do. If something is unclear to you on the questionnaire, please give me a call at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. In the event that you should lose Medicaid, there will be a special election period available to you to change plans. And please remember that my services always come free to you. And in the unlikely event that I do not represent a company or specific plan that you are interested in, I will shepherd your way through Medicare.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the Top Row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar.
Some people say there's a song you can sing that goes on and on forever. When you hear that sound.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. You get in, join the conversation. Let me tell you about my friends at Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the house can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contributing to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties. Financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. Visit the website cantycanfixit.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. You will thank me later. I still want to get to the NBA in great detail. We got a lot to talk about the NBA. An amazing Denver-LA game to start the Western Conference Finals. You know, this is how I had it, Ramona. I had Boston and Denver. I wasn't sure about Denver because they hadn't given me any reason to necessarily believe in them in the past. But as I wrote again on Twitter the other day, you know, even before the series started, I expect a Boston Denver final, and I still do. I think you're headed towards Boston Denver. What I'm less sure of, I'm less sure who wins. I picked Boston to win the whole thing before the playoffs began. Not sure. I want to get to all of this in great detail, talk about what happened with the NBA draft lottery as well, and what might come of all that. You know, I saw something funny on Twitter today, Ramon. Tommy Rees, who I think is a brilliant offensive mind. I really do. But sometimes Twitter gives you just the best sort of smack back to reality answers. And this is one of those cases. So this guy writes, Tommy Rees is one of the smartest minds in college football. Here are five of his best designed plays. And I'm reading that. And again, I think most people around the country probably would not buy that. I sort of do. I think Tommy Rees is actually one of the brighter minds, offensive minds in college football. But again, this guy writes, Tommy Rees is one of the smartest minds in all of college football. Here are five of his best designed plays. To which a guy responds by putting up a highlight of last year's Marshall Notre Dame game at Notre Dame, in which Marshall upset Notre Dame.
Okay.
In other words, it's just without saying a word, this guy just slapped the Tommy Rees guy back to reality. You know, yeah, you're such a great offensive mind. You lost at home to friggin' Marshall. As a prohibitive favorite, you lost at home to Marshall. I guess Ramona doesn't get the humor in that.
No, I know Marshall is nowhere near supposed to be as good as Notre Dame.
Right.
I get it.
Okay. I could not tell.
Thought you were going to say more.
No, that was it. There was no more needed. The guy didn't even need words. He just put up a highlight clip with the final score of Marshall beating Notre Dame. Yeah. Like, okay, here's your genius. He lost at home to friggin' Marshall.
Right.
You know? So, right. That was the... See, if you have to explain it, it's not...
You don't have to explain it to
If you
me.
Have to explain it, it's not nearly as effective. Let me ask you this.
Okay, what?
Would I have to explain Gilstrap Roofing to you?
No, I know about that.
How do you know?
Because I had to call them.
Why do you have to call them?
Because there was a hole in my roof.
A hole in your roof?
Yeah.
You know, most people don't have just holes in your roof. How did you happen to get holes in your roof?
Because when I got a satellite installed years ago,
yeah,
the person that installed the satellite didn't fill in the holes that he made to attach.
Yeah.
And the rain came.
Yeah, the rain came.
Yeah, and it rained
down
my
wall. Yeah. Down the walls.
And when I looked at the wall, I realized that it was directly under where my satellite was placed.
Who'd you call?
I called Gilstrap.
No.
You called me. Oh, I thought you called me. But I wasn't sure.
Let me just ask you a question, okay?
Why would you call
me? Right, why would I call you?
Because
you're
always calling me.
Okay.
So,
it's the wrong answer.
So.
That's a completely wrong answer.
I wasn't sure whether it was a pipe.
Just to be straight on this, you called me in an absolute panic, wanting to know whether you needed to call the roofing company or the plumber.
Right,
does any of this sound vaguely familiar?
Yeah, that part sounds familiar.
All right, and so you called them out.
Yeah, and they came out.
That was like 9 years ago.
It was a while back, yeah.
And you know what that means?
They came out and they went up on
the
roof.
You're due.
Yeah, that's what you say.
By the way, Ramona, do you know that there was a major hailstorm in the upstate on the 9th of May?
I heard that.
Yeah. Gilstrap, legendary when it comes to hail, wind, storm damage. So if you're one of the people whose home was hit by hail, you need to get your roof checked. Gilstrap will give you a free evaluation. Call them. If it comes to an insurance claim, and they have experts in all of those areas. All right? So call my friends at Gilstrap, 269-1232, 269-1232, online, gilstrapproofing.com. Especially if you have been hit by hail in the last week or so. Again, I think it was May 9th that
I think that's right.
Bad hailstorm.
Because I think I heard that on the news today too.
And it damaged a lot of people's roofs significantly. And here's the thing: you don't know what the extent of the damage is. You don't know, nor should you try and ascertain that yourself, because then you'll be
You don't want to get up there.
Right, you'll be conducting future business from a hospital bed. So don't do any of that. Call Gilstrap. Let them check it for free. 269-1232. I promise you will thank me later. I have so much NBA stuff I want to get to. I've got to work backwards, too, to the Jason Tatum Game 7 performance, which was just outrageous. Joe, who's on hold, Ramona, Joe's happy again. Joe, that whole Celtics series was like...
Joe, brother of Matt, is happy?
He was happy Joe, sad Joe, happy Joe, sad Joe. He couldn't make up his mind what he was. Every day, you know, one day he loved everything. The next day he wanted to fire Missoula, get rid of them. They're all bums. We're not going to win anything. We're never going to win.
That sounds like Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Joe, how are you, Joe?
You described everything perfectly. I mean, I was like, man, Walt's right. You know, we did it. We finally turned it around. Now, that game in Philly, Walt, I was like, 3 points, Tatum. I'm just checking out here. And then when we started coming back, and I'm a little bit superstitious when it comes to sports. I was like, we were winning without me watching. Let's continue me not watching it.
Yeah, that's always the key.
Play this out.
Yeah.
So
you know what? Honestly, as sports fans, I think we're all superstitious.
Yeah.
I'm not superstitious about anything else in life, but sports. Oh yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if something's working, you must do it the same way. You know, whether somehow we think we're responsible. We're eating a particular food. We're sitting in a particular chair. We're standing. We're sitting. We're laying down. Whatever it is, you have to repeat what works and never do again what doesn't. I never stopped believing, Joe. Never. I thought Boston. I said it on the show. Wrote it on Twitter. I thought Boston would go to Philly and win Game 6. They did, and again, it was a game where Tatum had, like, nothing through three quarters, could not buy a shot, but in the fourth quarter, at winning time, he was once again the best player on the court, better than Joel Embiid, and in Game 7, at winning time in Boston Garden, he was far and away the best player on the court, arguably the best player on any court, any Game 7 in the history of basketball. And Joel Embiid did nothing. He sucked.
And he needs to continue to play like that and continue to believe it. I also think Smart needs to take less shots.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that.
And Brown needs to take more. Brown starts these games out like he's on fire, and then he seems like to acquiesce late in games to Tatum. I don't want him to stop playing. I think Brown is good enough that he just needs to keep playing. If he keeps playing and keeps being aggressive, then I don't see how the Miami Heat have any chance against Boston.
You know, it depends on how this Western series goes. I really think the Lakers are going to lose in five. I'll just be honest, Walt. I think they're going to lose in five. LeBron looked gassed, and I think Djokovic is just a guy. He's the guy, and he's on a mission right now. I think he's going to – I mean, I don't know what you feel about that. I mean, I just think the Nuggets are just dominant.
Well, he was the MVP. He should have won his third consecutive MVP. Everybody knows that now. The 75% who voted – for Joel Embiid, all have egg on their faces. I mean, you know, I don't know what it is. Maybe I do. Okay, you look at this dude, and you think, oh, this just can't be. Okay, you know, this is some slow white guy B movie horror murder looking guy. You know, that if he wasn't playing basketball, that's what he'd be doing, axing people to death or something. He just does not in any way, shape, or form look like a basketball player. He just doesn't. And so you don't allow your mind to focus on the fact that he's actually the best player in the NBA and has been. And it's not even really close. He's the best player in this league all day and night over Joel Embiid. It's not even close. With all due respect for Embiid, you know, I'm actually getting a little sick of his act, and I'm going to talk about that, too, as part of this.
And I got to leave this. So you're not buying the prospect talk, that this is the best prospect of all time talk?
No. That's, again, the talk is about Victor Wembanyama. I am not buying that in any shape or form. I just think it's utterly laughable. You know, this is coming from a guy, Joe. I have hit almost all the star players from these NBA drafts, hit them repeatedly, so much so that we've had basketball people who came on the show had to admit they were wrong about conversations we had. I have hit almost all of them with the exception of Greg Oden. And Greg Oden had the foot injury. It was just never the same. But Durant should have been the number one pick that year, and I missed that. But other than that, I've hit virtually all of them. I don't hate Victor Wembanyama. I think he's a talent. I think the extent of that talent is being universally and abhorrently exaggerated. I just think it's utterly laughable. If you think that this dude, I mean, you had people on this broadcast saying that this guy is not just the greatest basketball player ever drafted, he's the greatest athlete ever drafted. I mean, these people are nuts, absolutely certifiable nuts. If Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then Lew Alcindor, was coming out in this draft, you think they're drafting Victor Wembanyama from France over then Lew Alcindor? You're dumb as the satellite installer that put holes in Ramona's roof. There's no friggin' way. He came out of Power Memorial, was an absolute legend, went to UCLA, won every single stinking basketball game he basically ever played, won three national titles, would have won four, but freshmen weren't eligible. And you think this cat is better than he was coming out? You're just dumb. I mean, you're just stupid. Look, here's the first thing this dude needs, Joe. He needs milkshakes intravenously.
He's thin, Walt. He's definitely thin.
He's a 7'4" Ethiopian long distance runner.
And even his body type. I mean, if you get past 7 feet, you have to worry about long term injury and other things like that. But
hey, Joe, Joe, listen to this. This dude played in the FIBA under 19, right? And I'm watching film again this morning of him. Last night, this morning, right? And in one of those matchups against the U.S. team, he went up against a guy named Ken Lofton. Ken Lofton is a 6'7" fat guy. All right. Ken Lofton, I can show you the video. This is a championship game, mind you. He posts up Victor, and he just goes right to the rim on him. And there's absolutely nothing that 7'4" Victor can do about it. And he goes right to the rim on him. This is a 6'7" fat, a player who played really well in that tournament. But all people want to show, again, are these highlight reel plays. That's all they want to show. Well, when you only show the highlight reel plays, everybody looks great.
His points per game is 11 points a game, by the way.
I don't hate Victor Wembanyama. I think he's got talent. He's just, people are vastly overstating everything about him. Joe, I got to run. It's good talking to you as always.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk more about Victor and the NBA on the other side.
If you have sinking concrete around your home, Canty Foundation Specialists can lift and restore your concrete to help eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. We level concrete driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia using a proven polyurethane foam injection solution called PolyLevel. With PolyLevel, we can quickly restore the appearance and safety of your concrete without the mess or cost replacement of traditional mud jacking. Call today, 1-844-333-7354.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three, Monday through Wednesday till 7:30, Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Put some extra room in your monthly budget. Right now, when you refinance your ride with Founders, you can beat your current auto rate by 1% and make no monthly payments for 90 days. That's a deal that will leave you feeling super confident that you can pay off your vehicle. Get moving. Visit foundersfcu.com/superrates to see how we can help get you moving. That's foundersfcu.com/superrates. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's almost the end of the school year. Clemson Sock Shop and Nutzi Boutique on Pendleton Square have the perfect gift for your child's teacher, sports coach, lunchroom worker, and friends. Shop local art, handmade jewelry, soaps, home decor, and socks galore. Buy 5 socks, get 1 free. It's fun fashion for your feet. And adult and kid sizes too. Located at 122 East Main Street in Pendleton Square. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and occasionally on Sundays as well. Have a safe and happy summer from New Teak Boutique and Clemson Sock Shop.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
M&J Auto Parts is your auto parts warehouse, now a part of the Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts Group. If you have an import, domestic, or slingshot vehicle, we have the parts you need. With over 100 years of staff experience, we'll get you back on the road quickly and affordably. We have also partnered with Jasper Engines and carry rough country off-roading parts. Visit our warehouse at 106 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greer, or call us at 864-469-9389. We're happy to help you. M&J Auto Parts.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Listen up, men. This is the Greenville Men's Clinic. You've heard our ads on the radio, you've seen our commercials on TV, and you've seen us in the newspaper, so you know what we do. We are a men's health clinic, and our physicians specialize in treating erectile dysfunction, premature issues, and low T in men of all ages. That's what we do, all day, every day. So, during the times you were just listening to our ads, we were helping thousands of other men recover their sex life. While you were only listening to our commercials, these men took action and got the intimacy back in the relationship. Don't wait until it's too late. Do something about your issue today. You have nothing to lose but your ED. We have a $99 office visit right now. So, call us at 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or online at greenvillemensclinic.com, 864-301-1111.
Trucks, Scott's Lesson, Travelers Rest, and George Coleman Ford has brand new F-150s in stock awaiting you. It's been quite a while since I could say that, so act now and take advantage. Select XLT model F-150s. Receive an additional $1,000 rebate with qualifying financing through Ford Motor Credit, who has low interest rates on 48, 60, and 72 months. And in many cases, those rates are better than banks and credit unions. George Coleman Ford, the very best, right there in Travelers Rest.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Oh, there's a river that winds on forever. I'm gonna see where it leads. Oh, there's a mountain that no man has mounted.
I'm going to see where it leads. Hey, let me tell you about Water Furnace. Hey, my guy Eric Rooney, before your home's heating, cooling, hot water heating system fails, you need to strongly consider geothermal, namely Water Furnace. Go to ClemsonGeo.com, learn about the very best economic home comfort system for less than traditional replacement options. Water Furnace Geothermal is the most popular geothermal system in the upstate. ClemsonGeo.com, Water Furnace is the most reliable, smartest heating and cooling system for half the cost. A Water Furnace Geothermal system can save up to 70% on your heating and cooling costs. A Water Furnace Geothermal system lasts twice as long on average as ordinary heat pumps. You can get the same tax credits as solar by installing a Water Furnace system. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members get an additional big cash rebate on a per ton basis, and they can finance their Water Furnace system on their power bill. Water Furnace Geothermal is the best and least expensive way to heat and cool your home. ClemsonGeo.com. Federal and state tax credit incentives provide 55% of your new geothermal system costs. ClemsonGeo.com. As God's my witness, Ramona, when this heat pump goes, I am getting this system.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Remember, I just missed it the last time.
I know.
I mean, I know. My heat pump went, and I knew someone who installed them. So I needed something right then. I had read some of geothermal, but I wasn't educated on it. And so if you remember what happened is, I called my guy, you know, it was like one of those, you know, last second deals, and he came right out and put in the heat pump. And then like 10 days later, Warner Furnace Geothermal came out with us. And that's when I really became more educated on it and when I really regretted what I had just done. But the good news is my heat pump probably won't last very long.
And you can change it
out. I can change it out. I can change it out. So there's that. You want in 654-7067. Line's been busy all day, but you can get in. You can get in right now. All right. On the let me start with Victor. I don't hate Victor Wembanyama. I hate having to say Wembanyama, but I don't hate.
I can see that.
I don't hate Victor Wembanyama. But as long as you understand, he's Chad Holmgren. He's the Gonzaga player, or Chad Holmgren. He's the Gonzaga player who missed this past season with injury. He's the same guy. In fact, Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama went up against each other in the under-19 FIBA finals, and Holmgren's team won. I watched a good deal of that. They're basically the same player. You know, Victor is probably like 2 inches taller, but they're basically the same player with all the exact same skills. And what people are actually talking about, this is unbelievable. They're actually talking about how this guy's going to be the MVP within 2 to 3 years, the best player. Their team is automatically going to be great again, this kind of stuff. And they're talking about his 1 foot 3-point shots. Oh, thank God for that, because there's nothing more I want to see if I have a basketball team than a 7'4" dude taking 3-pointers off 1 foot. It's exactly what I'm hoping for. It's my dream in basketball that I could one day have a team or root for a team that has a 7'4" guy who's going to take 3-pointers off of 1 foot. No thanks. Just shoot me. What are you talking about? Again, this guy looks like he needs to go on intravenous donut diet.
He is very skinny, I'm looking at.
Right. He had a 6'7" fat guy named Kenny Lofton Jr. He's playing the NBA right now, or Kenny Lofton the third, or whatever he is. I think it is Jr. Bully him in the low block at times in that game. Bully him. And again, Lofton is a fat guy who knows how to use his body. I grant you that. But he's 6'7". He's 6'7". He went right to the rim. He bodied out Victor. Now, Victor got a piece of another of his shots, but he bodied him out and just laid it in. And there was nothing Victor could do about it. We're not talking about elite NBA players. Although he did have a 42-point game last year in the NBA. But we're talking about a guy who's basically a role player at this point. A role player. And he's taking Victor to school down low. I'm sorry. His body type is going to hold up against who? Right now in the NBA on the low block. Are there a lot of guys who look like that? You know, when Holmgren was playing for the Zags a couple years ago, one of the big complaints was, well, he didn't have the body type. Well, Victor has the exact same body. These are plus 7 foot dudes who weigh like 175 pounds. I mean, look, explain to me when this body type has been successful, going all the way back to Sam Bowie. I don't count Kevin Durant. Explain to me how when this body type has been successful in the NBA. And again, I'm not saying I don't think he's going to be a good player. I think all you people are full of crap. And this is the time I wish I had satellite radio, because I think you're just absolutely insane. The greatest draft pick ever. What on earth are you talking about? What do you think this guy is going to go on to do? Just out of curiosity. Yeah. Okay, I've never been the biggest LeBron fan. I just want to make this perfectly clear. If you think for 1 second, as Jay Billis intimated last night, if you think for 1 second that you would take Victor Wembanyama at the same stage over LeBron James, projecting out the careers, you're crazy. You are rabid dog, bat crap, Greg Popovich level crazy if you think that. If you think you would take this cat over Lou Alcindor when he was coming out of college, you're insane. You know nothing about basketball. Nothing. I mean, let's just play the game, okay? Let's just play the game. Now, we have an advantage in knowing how some of those careers turned out, but these people are saying that despite knowing how these careers turned out. Are you taking this guy over Jordan at a similar stage? Over Hakeem Olajuwon at a similar stage? Over Shaquille O'Neal at a similar stage? If you are, you're a dope. You're an absolute dope. This dude gets pushed around by a 6'7 fat guy in the FIBA under 19 games. What do you think Shaq would have done to him? What is he exactly? I know, he's a tall guy. People are, you know, this is the kind of crap people are writing. I have people writing me, Ramona. I have people who I like, who normally have a bit of common sense. They're writing me on Twitter saying things like, oh, he shoots like Kevin Durant. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, crackheads. Listen, there is no way, all right, this dude shoots like Kevin Durant, all right? I'm sorry. It's just not true. If you want to believe that fantasy nonsense, go ahead and believe it. What Kevin Durant would do to this dude would be unbelievable. You'd have to call the police. What Kevin Durant would do to this guy. And in terms of his ability to shoot the ball, no, get it straight. He shoots the ball well for somebody who's 7'4". Right? He's not in Kevin Durant's universe as a shooter and is never going to be. Never in a million years is this guy going to be in Kevin Durant's universe as a jump shooter. Never. And you're crazy if you think so. I mean, flat out certifiable crazy. What he is Chet Holmgren. That's what he is. And I like Holmgren. I think Holmgren's going to come back and have a big year for OKC. He was injured last year. But he's the exact same guy. And you can go watch the FIBA game and you can see both of them on the court together and you can see how they're the exact same guy. They can both run the court some. They can both block some shots. They can both change some shots. They can both shoot the ball from the perimeter some. But this nonsense, this is about promoting an event. So they can just get all these knuckleheads to say the most ridiculous things. And now, Victor Wembanyama is not just the best basketball draft pick of all time. He's the best any sport draft pick of all time. And you people are nuts. Because I'll tell you right now, I'll take Tim Duncan over him all day long. All day long. At the same stage. All day long. All Tim Duncan did is win world title after world title. Wake me when this cat wins anything. But he's the greatest basketball draft pick of all time. Even right now, if I said to you, we'll have to continue this on the other side. But I was even thinking about Giannis. If I said to you right now, you know, I'll give you Giannis for Victor. You keep him, Victor? Quick break.
WCCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
There's a lot to celebrate this month, graduation and the end of the school year and warmer months ahead. Celebrate in a clean home by calling Cleaning Pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Their patented technology, ZR Water, is scientifically proven to clean better than detergents. Right now, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and get three rooms of carpet clean for only $129. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. That's ZeroResGreenville.com.
Start your summer with savings on Michelin tires at the Pendleton Tire Company. Between May 17th and June 16th, get up to $110 via reward card after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $850 or more. Tire purchases totaling less than $850 receive $50. Call Joey or Zach at 864-646-3694 or check out PendletonTire.com. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals-promotions for complete details. Offer expires June 16th, 2023. Void where prohibited.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263. Or online at CantyCanFixIt.com.
The best is right there in Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Whether you buy a vehicle from George Coleman Ford or not, they would like to make you a great offer on yours. George Coleman Ford is paying top dollar for your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, and now is the ideal time to take advantage of the premium value your vehicle brings. Call them today to take advantage of your vehicle's value across four generations and over 90 years. George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest has been doing business right.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I get extra help on my prescription drugs through Medicare. Aren't there special Medicare Advantage plans that uniquely cover this and other additional benefits?
Walt, it never ceases to amaze me at just how smart your listening audience is. Yes, listener, not only special plans, but also a special election period that allows you to make this change. Please call me today at 864-307-8484, and we will get the ball rolling.
There you go, listener. Just give Gary a call at 864-307-8484 today. And always remember, if Gary does not represent a specific plan that you are looking for, he will...